Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Thursday night. We're in Simen Mem. We're talking about benching with Say Yalav Yavo. And Mem Dalid. And we're up to Yudai. No, Rosh Chodesh, we learned about Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Tezvav, Rosh Chodesh, Shechol B'Shabbos.
Next Shabbos.
Next Shabbos, right. V'shachach Ritzei v'gam Yala v'yavo. Right. V'nizkar v'omer. V'nizkar, he remembered that he forgot before he started the fourth bracha. So now he's going to put them both together. He's not going to make a separate bracha for each one. And the special bracha that Chazal on the sake to take the place of a forgotten Yalav Yavo or Ritzei. You know, Masakin a bracha. So you don't have to make a bracha for each one, for Shabbos and for Chodesh, but you kolel them in both. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Malach HaOlam, Asher Nasa Anev, kolel gam Rosh Chodesh, bein bepsicha, bein bechasima. V'yomer, Asher Nasa Shabbosu Tumnucha Liyam, Yisrael Biyav, Loz Lebris, V'roshe Chodoshim Lezikaron, Baruch ato Hashem, Kadesh Shabbos V'yisrael, V'roshe Chodoshim. Aval Bishop Rosh Chodesh Levad, Eino Chol Seim. That was the sheet of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that when you're just saying this bracha for the sake of a forgotten Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, you don't conclude Baruch Ato Hashem Achveis Mechadesh Chodoshim. You don't say Shem Hashem at the end of a bracha, at the end of the bracha. You're not Chol Seim, it's called. But Hocha, Kivan Shu Chol Seim Bishvil Shabbos, he's making the bracha because of Shabbos anyway. So he's saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and also Shabbos Lemnucha Lo'os Lebris. So Masker Gam Rosh Chodesh, you can put Rosh Chodesh into the equation also. But if Omar would say V'lo Omar Yala V'yavo V'lo Nizkar Adlacha Shizchol Abrocha Shalachreha Ein Achozo V'rosh, you don't even go back and say Chomos and over again, because Rosh Chodesh itself is not Mechuyev in bread. Doshal Shabbos Amar, he said Ritzei, which will Rosh Chodesh ain't a chozer, and you don't bench over if you forgot Yalav Yavo. B'mami Yalav Yavo v'lomar Ritzei v'chozel Rosh, Tzarech l'megam Yalav Yavo. He has to repeat Yalav Yavo. Do if he's repeating benching because he forgot Ritzei, so he has to say Yalav Yavo again too, because that's part of the nusach of benching. Sifta Zion is Mechanical Purim. Im shochach lomer al anisim v'lo yniskar adlach shegamer as Hashem mechatimus habracha shama baruch ato Hashem by hamachzor shkinoso l'tzio. I'm sorry, by of bonei brach mavi shloim amen, or if it's al anisim, I'm sorry, so it would be baruch ato Hashem al oretz al amozon. So he said the shem Hashem of baruch ato Hashem al oretz al amozon ain a chozer. Even with just Shem Hashem, he can't say Lamdeni Chukecha, because since you don't have to bench over again, it's not saving him from any brachas. And that's the rule of thumb we saw about being Messiah. Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Ach betocha rachamon is something, a formula you say at the end of benching. When you're saying you're a rachamon, the rachamon he has alone and needs him in the flows. Shemot Shosol Labuseinu Bayom Meim Azman Azeh Meim Atasyo or Bimei Mordechai V'yester. It's interesting that, I mean, it's not a bracha, it's really you have to benching already. But, okay, that's what they were talking to do, it's like a shtickle eitzo. It's still a chiddush because you're hooking it up with a plea for the future. And normally Al Anisim is in the bracha of Shmona Esrei, or the bracha of benching, which talks only about the past, thanking Hashem for the past. But still here we put it together, we say Arachmon, who yasolon and nisim and flows, kamosha yasolon seino, and then you segue into bimei mordechai v'yester. What?
You can't say kamol like kamosha yasolon
seino.
Yeah.
Then
you go
to
the past.
The essence of what you're saying is arachmoni yasolon and nisim and flows. Then you say kamol. It's like a trick. That's my point. Really, the two don't go together. When Hodor doesn't go together, it's like a different maslul, so you don't have it in the same bracha usually.
That's why
it's not a bracha. It's not a bracha. It's just a tefillah. You can basically say what you want. Doesn't have to be, but that is what it is. You're saying it's little mini tefillos. It might be nice, but the Takana Valanisim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara's Lashon is shiny Chanukah, it's the Kula Chanukah Hoidohi, something like that. It's a Chefs of Hoidoh. You know, everything has its place. And this is Meyuchat Vahodoh. This mixes the two together, Shtickel. You're right. I mean, it could be, you're very right. But they did it after he said the brachos are benching already, so he doesn't have to worry about a hefsek anymore. He doesn't have to worry. Vayoichel b'shabbos and v'ruzidik shalshudis v'choshkelo gadok kimishadayin lo spalal arbis oimer itzei, because you follow the beginning of the bracha. That's the point here. He did not daven ma'ariv yet, so he could follow the beginning of the bracha. Pchein b'yomtim, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. That's what the kids are going to learn paskins. Kivin shascholas asudois biyom, tzorich lazker main hayom, I will be shem baruch b'layla. Even if you're benching at night, we know it's night. You're not the first person to have noticed it. We know it's dark outside. Still, you say ritzei, or yalo v'yavo, or alanisim, you follow the beginning of the suda. If it's the other way around, v'mochol be'erev Rosh Chodesh, v'nim shechos u'dosu gam toch halayla, he ate into the night, and the night was Rosh Chodesh. So if he ate at night, a kazayas pass, v'ochol gam b'layla kazayas pass, tzorich lomei yalo v'yavo v'chein chanako purim, even though that it wasn't yesterday when he started, but it's now. As you follow the gemara of the suda also, as long as you ate a kazayas pass, with a chiyuv of alanisim, so you have to say alanisim. If you miss the Shabbos, the Nimshchos Udos, the Tochalayla, the Gam Balayla, Ochal Kazayas Pass, Ulamacher Rosh Chodesh, Matsu Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, this happens every 6 months around, every 7 months. Omer Ritzei, the Gam Yalav Yavo. So he passes, you should say both. Chein Chanukah Purim, you say both. Yesh Chol Kamishum Davitayt, the Sasrei, is either today or yesterday. Person of Mechuy Tanov is coming or going. You can't say it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh if Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. Shabbos is Shabbos. Al ken yesh lomnoach lo lecholos b'layla. So you should be careful not to eat a kazayas of pas at night, so that there's no shayla. Then there's no shayla. You're not benching because of the night. So you follow the day.
What?
Tzeis kochav in pashtus. You want to know lemaisa here? How long you have to eat if you're in such a situation? But
50.
Yeah, but here you're not going to stop being machmer and saying shkia is 96. Says the kochavim is 96 minutes after shkia. So you're going to go with a much more conservative thing because you're going lechumra. But at some point it becomes a joke. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I would say 15 minutes. 50 minutes after shkia is when you should be careful not to eat pas anymore. Okay, the yesh cholkin is tied to the sasrei. So, im yesh shavit gachadim b'bayish and baruch bechus hamozon. It means at the table, I guess. Yomer osanu b'nei bris kolonu yachad. In other words, he shouldn't include the guy in his bracha. He should say words that are specifically that mean, you know, just the chosen people. What? Wait, I need to stop now. I need to take. We'll see how many people here. You know, if it's just me and you, we won't learn.
So
I'm waiting 5 minutes. I'm sorry.